Coming up in just a few seconds, a conversation with Andrew King of Haps TV. I know. What the hell is Haps TV, right? Well, in the most simple of answers, it's a news gathering and reporting startup that uses citizen journalists to cover news stories in real time from places like Ukraine, Syria, Venezuela, and now here in Iowa following presidential hopefuls all over the state. And again, reporting in real time. Stay with us. Andrew King and Haps TV is coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Look, statistics say that those companies that outsource their HR functions grow faster. Why? Because you're working on the business rather than in it. Arion HR, for small business to nonprofits. Learn more at AurionHR.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through like you do every single day, and we really appreciate that. It's so cool. With me is Andrew King, and Andrew King and I met kind of around the horn the other day. I saw his crew covering a Iowa Caucus 2020 event here in the greater Des Moines metro. And I said, what the hell are you doing? And so I hooked up with Kim Weaver and several other people, and we learned more about Haps TV. And today, you get to learn about Haps TV as well. Andrew, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Michael.
All right. Wow. You know, this is... We have so many opportunities to share news with the public. And you guys have rolled out something called Haps TV. H-A-P-P-S TV. What is that?
Yeah, HAPS. So HAPS is stands for happenings. Help you keep it straight in your head. But HAPS is, we've built this app. It's a platform, a news platform for grassroots news. Essentially, we have an app that we ask people to download and share their experiences with us. So rather than having big crews come in with big cameras and right. boom mics and lights and focus pullers, we have grassroots people who are already caucusing at events in Iowa or going to candidate events. They download the app and then share their experience with us. And in this way, we get to like really experience, you know, what Iowans get to experience on a regular basis.
Is this all in real time, or is it also archived someplace so you can go back and see other things?
Yeah, great question. So we live stream everything, and it's but it all lives on Twitter. So we'll live stream it. It happens in real time, and you see it yesterday. You know, we did an Andrew Yang event, and like the moment we went live, we were with Andrew Yang, and he was getting out of the car, and we were meeting him just as an Iowan would. And got to go through the whole event and, you know, ask questions and that sort of thing, talk to other people. And now that episode lives on Twitter.
Got it. And I was at that event last night, obviously, for the Business News Hour. Mr. Yang has been a guest on two occasions in the past.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times people... don't understand much about the politicians. We don't do much politics on the Business News Hour. We like to stick to what politicians think about business and how it impacts that. But, Mr. Yang was on back in December, I believe it was, and he gave a really succinct piece of information and conversation about his UBI, the Universal Basic Income Plan. And,
oh, yeah.
It's really quite remarkable. Which, by the way, you want a shocker on this?
Yeah, tell me.
That was proposed in 1973 by Ronald Reagan.
No kidding.
See what you learn here?
That's fascinating.
The whole thing is fascinating. Anyway, but I was at that event, and I saw David and several of Kim and several of your other staffers work in that room for Haps TV. Our guest is Andrew King, ladies and gentlemen, with Haps TV. Okay, so if I am a person out there, and I'm listening to this newscast, I'm going, okay, I'd sure like to learn more about Haps TV. Where do I go?
Yeah, so go to iowa.haps, H-A-P-P-S, iowa.haps.tv, And we've got a little bit of information there. And then also you'll see I've got a blog on there, a video blog. As I travel through the state of Iowa, I'm updating it. I will get you on there too because I'm talking to you today. So, but yeah, if you go there, you'll see what we're doing. I mean, the idea here is that really that we would be able to build this network out in the state
beyond
of
Iowa.
Iowa and
other places. Well, you've already, and just to tease everyone, you've already done some things out of Venezuela. Is that right?
Yeah. So we are doing on a pretty regular basis now live streams out of Venezuela. We've done several out of Syria. I've done some out also out of Syria and Hungary and Nigeria and Ukraine, and I can't even remember all the places.
Fascinating.
But and the Syria one was particularly cool because you know, there's what they're calling rebel controlled territory. Yes. and we found a guy, networked to a guy who learned English by watching movies and behind rebel lines where they don't allow journalists to go. And we got him to download the app and then take us through old Sana'a and old Sana'a.
Wow.
Live streaming. I mean, who else gets to do that? Who else like live streams from that part of the world?
Exactly.
And we saw some of the most intense and insane things in that stream. And that's really the power of what our app does, is we get those experiences live. And what's crazy about it is you really don't know what's going to happen as you're going along, particularly in those kinds of, you know, really intense environments.
Right.
I mean, he got pushed around. We also did the Paris riots.
Yellow vests.
Yep. And we had our journalist that was there on the ground. Now, that one, we did use a journalist because it was so intense. We also brought on, you know, some of the protesters, but he got thrown around by the police, and we saw people throwing, you know, bombs on the cars and blowing them up, and we saw people with saws breaking into banks.
My gosh.
And the police beating people up, and I mean, it was such an intense stream. So it's really, I mean, that's what we bring, is bring into the experience rather than, you know, an outsider trying to show, you know, what Iowa is.
Right.
Or what Syria is, or France. We get to go inside the experience with a person, so it's a first-person point of view, and it's really, I think it's a really neat concept, and I think it's a really neat concept because of it promotes the principles of democracy and freedom of the press and freedom of speech.
Andrew King, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's with HAPS TV. We will have, of course, links up on our radio blog about this so you can find out more. One of the things I think that's interesting is this whole idea of citizen journalism.
Right.
And we are all walking around with a computer, the portability of photographs and images and video right from our pocket.
Yep.
And that's what makes this so real, I suspect, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly what makes this real, is it's something that's already kind of happening. People are already, you know, live streaming to Facebook and posting on their, you know, Snap accounts and Instagram. And, you know, it's a thing that's happening but hasn't been harnessed yet in a, you know, a way that makes it watchable for the masses. You can go to Twitter and start searching by hashtag,
right.
But it's not in a format yet, and that's watchable. So that's really what we're setting out to do, is make it more watchable.
Now, one of the things, and this has to do with apps in general, once the development of the app is done,
right,
there's always tweaks and all these things you got to do, and that costs some money to do that.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap. And then secondarily to that, you need a way to market that to the consumer so
that's
that they know that it exists.
Right.
How are you doing that?
Well, right now I'm doing it
right here.
I'm talking to you. But I, you know, it's really because it's a grassroots thing. I'm approaching it like I would any other, you know, I've done organizational stuff before. In my own, you know, state and neighborhood. I live in Texas, and
you don't sound like you're from Texas.
Well, now. but approaching it just like I would any other grassroots thing, and that's just going, you know, talking to people face-to-face, sharing the idea and the passion, and finding those people who would share in that vision, and participate with us. So it's really word of mouth right now. You might see some emails and stuff from me, but it's a lot of word of mouth. I mean, it's really very grassroots in nature.
Well, the other thing is that while you're out there recruiting these citizen journalists all over the place, they have followings, and their followings then can become part of that entire stream, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. That's the main idea of the structure is, find some connectors, going back to Gladwell's old book, finding the Paul Revere's.
Right.
And, getting those guys or gals involved and finding their passion for it,
right.
and they share it.
We like to call those folks brand warriors, by the way.
Brand
warriors. I'm a brand warrior for HAPS TV, ladies and gentlemen. All right, this is Andrew King, and we're talking about this really unique thing that they're doing all over the planet, actually, and really doing some heavy-duty focus work here in Iowa in advance of the 2020 Iowa caucuses, and you're going to be awfully busy, Andrew. There's a lot of folks coming to this state.
There are a lot of folks coming to this state. Right now, I think we're at now 15 people who are thinking about, major
in,
candidates.
Out, maybe,
right.
Know, yeah.
We've got Beto, who's decided this weekend that he's going to come
and do
some door knocking.
You and I, as a matter of fact, up in the 30th Senate District, I believe that is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to be really busy, and that's really my whole purpose
Sure.
here now is to lay that groundwork so we can do that effectively and provide a unique but effective service.
I know how it is. We have several tiers of candidates out there,
right,
Andrew, and I know how easy it is to get some FaceTime with John Delaney. I know
right.
how easy it is to get some FaceTime with Andrew Yang, who, by the way, just yesterday or day before yesterday announced that he's on the big stage for the debates.
Oh, yeah, so, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he got his 65,000 individuals to donate to him, and so he's doing the happy dance out
he
there.
He is so. Doing the happy dance.
And so, but then we get to folks like Elizabeth Warren
uh-huh.
and folks like Kamala Harris. Now, I've had Kamala on the program.
Oh, nice.
Senator Warren, it was a bit more standoffish. There were 146 of us credentialed media
wow.
here in Des Moines
mm-hmm.
for her Des Moines stop about a month
uh-huh.
and a half ago. She took no questions.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre.
That's that's such an interesting approach, for in this day and age, in 2019. I always have to think what year we're actually in. It's such an interesting approach to not take any questions
no.
from the media.
We took questions from, and she really did a cool thing, and to give props to her and her staff, she did all of the questions from the audience
okay.
on a lottery basis. So didn't know who was asking the question. It was very cool, by the way.
Interesting.
And they were just picking numbers out of a hat
yeah.
and then asking the questions. So props to the Warren campaign. For that anyway.
Yeah, that's a nice grassroots.
This weekend, you may be aware, Cory Booker's in town.
Yes.
And I suspect that you guys will be there.
Yes, we will be there. And in fact, one of the things that I'm working on is just getting with all the campaigns and
yeah.
making sure
that's
that...
That's the next question.
I'll ask it.
Yeah, I've got
I got ahead of you.
I know you did, but that was the next question. Journalists kind of. How's it feel on that side of the microphone? By
oh
the way?
Man, it's a little uncomfortable.
A little stressful.
Wait, I'm not driving this thing.
So, when you're a startup like HAPS TV, how do you get the candidates and the candidates' organization at least interested to give you a look and maybe give you 2 minutes.
It's the same as anything else. Is I don't have a direct connection to any of them, so I am making contacts, here in Des Moines and in Cedar Rapids and other places. And to be really frank about it, it has been some of my best connections have been just passionate caucusers who find, a route in and they push the message, they evangelize, or what did you call it? Warrior.
Brand warriors.
The message and get us, make a path for
make
us.
The pitch.
Yeah. They
pitch.
Make the pitch.
Yeah.
And, it's a real networking grassroots movement, even through to the candidates.
Andrew King, ladies and gentlemen, he is with HAPS TV. I happen to see, and props to Cory Booker, as a matter of fact, I happen to see your piece with Senator Booker. And whomever your correspondent was in the room, and you guys were flashing what the room looked like and all these people hanging around, and got up to Corey and showed him what was going on. And he goes, wow, this is really cool, man. This is
it was such a – if you watch that clip, I was actually – so I live in Texas, but I was working in Los Angeles that week. And so I was in Los Angeles hosting that, and Linda Phones was our volunteer. She's been a great volunteer for us, one of our best. And she just muscled her way. You know, she got to talk to him as a caucuser, and then she muscled her way into the media gaggle and put the phone right next to his ear. And I said, hey, Senator. And he turned, and like you said, he was like, oh, hey, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then you see me doing the happy dance. I was just very thrilled that to see, you know, you put a lot of work into something to see if it's going to work and will it happen? And then that moment, you know, with the senator was particularly exciting because it's like, oh, this is happening. It is working. We are getting connections with, you know, major candidates, even in this, you know, fraction of a moment here. But it was really neat. He took time to answer the question, and we've since connected with the Booker campaign. So
and that happens, but it is difficult sometimes to wade through everything. I mean, for example, when Major Garrett from CBS says, oh, by the way, I'd like to ask you a question, Senator.
That's right.
All the cameras go on and he's on, you know, and getting through all of that can be difficult.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Linda was so amazing, literally put the phone right next to his ear. And I just listened for, you know, a break in the questioning and threw my question out there. But it really comes back to, you know, passionate volunteers who want to be part of something that's really cool and part of a process that is moving the ball forward as far as journalism or freedom of speech, and they get involved.
Right, and you're here in Iowa now, and you're still covering other things all over the world.
That's right.
I suspect you'll be packing up your bags, or they're probably already packed, and you're heading to New Hampshire and South Carolina as well, right?
Well, yeah, that's our focus right now is Iowa. We don't know, you know, exactly where we're going to go next yet. You know, the Iowa caucuses are such an interesting process. You know, why they're first, obviously. We don't know where we're going yet. We're laying the groundwork here, and we're going to see what happens here and then make some decisions based off of, you know, the response that we get here in Iowa.
Andrew King, ladies and gentlemen, HAPS TV. So this is the business news hour, so I have to ask the business question.
Yeah.
What's the business model
for
this? How do you pay for all this stuff?
Yeah, good question. Actually, I hate when people say good question. It's such a...
But it does give you time to think.
Yeah, it does give you time to think.
That's an old broadcasting 101 trick, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go.
So first of all, I'm a journalist and not the business guy. But as I understand the business model of it is, you know, last quarter we were self-funded. And this quarter we are VC-funded, venture capitalist-funded. And the idea here is that we build out something that, for example, in Iowa, where we say, hey, look at this group of, you know, contributors, volunteer contributors that we have that bring us into their situation. We can go live at any second to any caucus. And then we have somebody who looks at that and says, okay, I want to pay for some of that. I want to be part of that.
And then, of course, you're the journalist. You're not the business guy on the other side of the coin. So the VC, the venture capitalist, says, can I have 5% or 10%? Or is it Shark Tank? Or how do you do that?
Yeah, again, I am definitely the journalist on this. And I think, you know, Mark, our CEO, would have a lot more to say about that. But, yeah, I don't know how that stuff is structured.
Sure.
I keep to the people side of things.
You got
here.
A lot of stuff to do with yourself, right? Well, maybe you can hook us up with some of your VCs.
Yeah.
You can tell them about the business news.
That's right.
All right, his name is Andrew King, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links to the app and all and the website and anything else that you need to know about Andrew and HAPS TV. Andrew, thanks for doing this, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Michael. It's really a lot of fun almost to be on the other side of the microphone here. But I've enjoyed being on and talking with you, so thanks.
Once again, that was Andrew King with HAPS TV. We'll have links to HAPS TV up on our radio blog so you can find out more about this really interesting way of delivering
the news in real time. HAPS TV. Watch for it. All right, that about does it for today. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Andrew King, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.